downtown was the square, and if you were going to town, you were going to Atlanta. That's true. That's true.
How did people get to Atlanta?
Oh, there were cars then too. You know, Mr. Joe traded his car every year. And Mother used to think how nice it was. Mr. Joe, always with her babies, he always took them out for a ride at night till the baby went to sleep or something. And he always had a new model car. And they always got them at, I guess, at the Ford place. We had Ford and Chevrolet companies. Ford also had, what is that other car they had at the time? Oh, I can't think of it now. But there were just two dealers, you know. No, there were cars. And then Mr. C.P. Mother said, Daddy said, was always the most influential man in Roswell. And he had rigged up a bus system or something. There was a little bus that people rode to. They could go to Atlanta. And I guess it turned into the Dahlonega bus, but there was some bus service. So. Because Mother didn't drive. Our car stayed up on blocks a while. She had looked the way she was going. She had gone the way she had looked one time, and she decided she was not safe in a car. So we always got to drive when we went somewhere. But over the bus, we were great on riding the bus. But no, they got around. The people had cars, you know.
And if you went to town, uh-huh, what were you going to town to do?
Oh, well, and you used to wear your hat and gloves, too, to town. You dressed up when you had a peach tree. Oh, you would go to Davison's and Rich's, and there was a shopper's special. I think it was a nickel. You know, a little bus that just went between those areas. You know, it really, you used to walk a lot of times between Rich's, if you know where Rich's used to be, and where Davison's used to be and became Macy's later on, you know. And the Francis Virginia Tea Room was across the kind of catty-cornered from Davison's, and they really had such nice food. I bought one of their cookbooks later, and it still looks nice in the cookbook. I haven't tried it yet, but it was good. And we liked to go to, we would, you know, shop at Rich's and Davison's and go eat at the Francis Virginia for lunch. It's what Mother and I would do, you know. And the people used to take your picture sometime when you were walking down the street, you know. And there used to be a Rich at Davison's. This man stayed on the corner with his little monkey, you know. He had an accordion, and the little monkey would pass the hat, and it was so cute. There also, in that neighborhood was someplace along there, there was a pet store, too. I always went for the pet stores. I was an animal person. And then they would have exotic fruit. Now you can just get it all in the store, you know. It was expensive, and then we didn't eat much of it. But I thought, well, that's a real treat to get some of that stuff that they ship in, you know. But we did have, I think we started out with Roswell, didn't we? But we did have Mr. The General Store, Mr. had up there. And there was a blacksmith shop up there in the same area on Canton Street. And Marion had a drugstore there. There was a drugstore there. And Dr. Ezard had his office in the back. And he got well known for delivering some triplets out in the country. And he rigged up, you know, sleeping places for the triplets and all. And it was in the paper, you know, and made the news. Dr. Ezard and his triplets, and they all lived. That was big news in those days.
You said you got exotic fruits. What were considered exotic?
Well, anything that didn't grow in Georgia, I guess. Peaches, you could get peaches and oranges and things. But, oh, you know, being cherries, you know, cherries and